AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called hundreds of U.S. military officials to an in-person meeting to announce directives for troops that include gender-neutral or male-level standards for physical fitness, as well as an end to woke culture in the military. Hegseth said in his address that he wants top officers to be emboldened by the changes.
But if the words I'm speaking today are making your heart sink, then you should do the honorable thing and resign. We would thank you for your service. But I suspect, I know, the overwhelming majority of you feel the opposite. These words make your hearts full.
Speaking with reporters, President Trump was asked what he envisions Israel will do if Hamas rejects the peace deal.
I would let them go and do what they have to do. You know, we've killed about 25,000 Hamas. So certainly they paid a big price for October 7th. And this is a whole new group. You know, they come in and they come in and they keep coming. But this is a whole different group. And their leadership has been killed 3 different times.
Also speaking to reporters, Trump blamed Democrats for the standoff over health care and spending.
How many federal workers do you plan to lay off?
Well, we may do a lot, and that's only because of the Democrats. And as you know, they want to be able to take care of people that have come into our country illegally. And no system can handle that. And so we're totally opposed on that. But we can't take it. We just can't do it. I'd love to do everybody. I'd love to do the whole world. But our country can't handle people that come into our country illegally.
The outer bands of Hurricane Humberto lashed Bermuda as it approached the tiny British territory, with newly formed Hurricane Imelda following closely behind. A hurricane watch is in effect for the island located in the North Atlantic, as forecasters warned of dangerous seas, strong winds, and heavy rains. This is AP News. We're learning more in the aftermath of Sunday's deadly church attack in Michigan.
More details are emerging after a man crashed a pickup truck into a chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, Michigan, Sunday morning. Authorities say Thomas Jacob Sanford began shooting at worshipers and started a fire. As flames engulfed the church, congregants and nurses who worked at a nearby hospital ran in and out of the building. In the end, an officer with Michigan's Department of Natural Resources and another local police officer chased Sanford down and killed him in an exchange of gunfire. Officials say Sanford was a 40-year-old former Marine sergeant who served in Iraq. Chris Johns, a council candidate in Burton, told MLive.com he met Sanford while introducing himself to voters last week. Johns says that Sanford was pleasant at first, but then turned the conversation to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and became unhinged. Johns says he became increasingly uncomfortable as Sanford described Mormons as the Antichrist. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.